After a working lunch of the so-called G8 leaders in Toyako, Japanese Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda announced a new long-term goal on the issue of global climate change. He says the G8 countries have agreed to cut their carbon emissions in half by the year 2050. The goal is the highlight of an 18-point declaration the leaders released during the second day of their three-day summit. Within hours, South Africa's environment minister criticized the statement as an empty slogan for its lack of specifics. The statement is also getting a chilly reception from environmental activists like Ben Wickler of the group Avaaz.org.
The G8 countries blew it. The language the G8 used to describe their climate vision couldn't have been murkier.
Several key elements of the G8 climate goals have been left completely open to interpretation by member countries. The 50% reduction is not indexed to any specific base year. Members can choose to have their emissions based on this year's levels or based on a more ambitious 1990 pollution level. The agreement also leaves out any specific mention of targets for medium or short-term carbon emission reductions, instead urging members to formulate such goals on a nation-by-nation basis. The Director General for Global Issues with Japan's Foreign Ministry, Ambassador Koji Tsuruoka, briefed reporters on Tuesday's discussion among the leaders. He says the agreement is designed to be broad and legally non-binding.
This is more of a political vision. The G8 as a whole is trying to engage the rest of the world.
Specifically, the leaders hope to engage major emerging economies like China and India. Experts fear their booming growth will be accompanied by sharp rises in carbon emissions. Several G8 leaders, including President Bush, have said any climate agreement without emerging economies on board is destined to fail. G8 leaders say they will discuss the climate goals with leaders of emerging powers in meetings scheduled for Wednesday. Their talks are expected to set a framework for a UN-led gathering next year that aims for a global agreement on climate change. Kurt Aitken, VOA News, at the G8 summit in Rusutsu, Japan.